This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are proposing a new public park, and we thought, what a better way to create a new park by encouraging local people to choose their favourite plant varieties that were planted within the park. So we're running a competition, it's called Space to Grow, and the idea is you, as a local resident or someone who works in Cambridge or visits Cambridge, can name some of your most cherished plant varieties, and we, you know, decide what you like, whether edible plants, ornamental plants, etc. You can enter that competition by sending your nomination to info@devonshiregardenscambridge.com. Send that in, and we, and tell why you've nominated this plant. Why do you think this plant deserves to be in a new public park that's been created in central Cambridge? And everyone who submits a nomination will get a little seedling or a packet of seeds to plant in your garden, your window box, or in your kitchen. And we will then shortlist the 20 nominated plants that will be planted in the new public park. So what an opportunity to be part of history, to be part of creating a new place, and to bring something that you love, your favourite plant, to life in a public place and come and see it. So that's the competition.
How did that come about? Have you got some gardening enthusiasts in the team at first base?
Well, we all think we're garden enthusiasts. That's the problem. We're all a bit green-fingered in lots of different varieties. So a few of us, some of us have window boxes, some of us have like balcony gardens, some of us have full-on gardens, and we all kind of love a bit of planting. And the idea for, you know, we're creating a new place in Cambridge, you know, well, homes, workspace, and a new public park. And we thought, you know, creating a park is not something that's done often. You know, it's a once in a almost generation opportunity to do something really fantastic in the city of Cambridge. And we didn't want to make all those decisions ourselves. And we thought, what a good way to get local people involved to decide what this park actually looks like and what is going to be grown here. So speaking to local people over the past few years, some of the big things that people have said they wanted to see in a park is almost edible planting, you know, allotments, food growing. So we're hoping that there's some great ideas like that will come forward so we can really see that come to life.
It's going to be great, I think. Tell me a little bit more about the development. What can people expect to see there once it's complete?
Well, today what you will see is a depot that currently serves, you know, screwdrivers and sand and all sorts of things. And, you know, that's moving to somewhere else in Cambridge that's much more suited to that use. And what we are proposing is to create a new a neighbourhood in central Cambridge, effectively knitting it in with all the surrounding homes and businesses in and around the area. The site is very close to Mill Road. It is, you know, and what we're proposing is some homes, significant number of homes, about 100 homes, and some workspace, but really centred around this public park. Central Cambridge, as you all know, is quite built up, not much green space in and around the station, actually. So we listen to local people, and also a big desire for us as well, you know, green and sustainability, really bringing wildlife back into cities to help with our sustainability challenges that we're all facing. So the central part of this scheme, alongside the homes and the workspace, as I said, will be a park that will be, you know, wildly grown with plants, flowers, lots of edible plants, edible planting, allotment, space for people to kind of relax, open space for you to play and just chill out in central Cambridge. I think that's a real asset that's needed within the city. And also alongside lots of community uses, we're proposing a new nursery for young people, very young people, but also a library of things where you can come in, learn a new skill, bump into other people who are doing different interesting things in the city, some workspace for local people to come in and work and learn a new trade. But also it's a really open and flexible space for everyone to be part of. Importantly, it'll be a very highly sustainable community as well. We have PV panels on the roofs, we have water retention schemes, we have completely sustainable transport, you know, we have cycling, no cars accessible on the site. Where there are cars, there are electric cars. So this community is going to be highly sustainable, big focus on greenery and big focus on sustainability.
I think you're going to have people queuing out of the door to get one of those apartments, one of those properties. I asked you to pick a piece of music. Tell me which piece of music and why.
Well, because we're talking about flowers and planting, I thought I would pick one of my favourite songs, which is A Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Ba-ya-ya, hits the glue on the grave.
Kiss from a Rose by Seal, the choice of Olaide Abo, who's a director of First Base. They are the developer who are transforming Devonshire Gardens. You've done quite a few of these, haven't you? Tell me more about First Base.
First Base, we're a developer and investor. We work across major towns and cities in the UK. We're currently working in Cambridge, in Milton Keynes, in Brighton, in Bristol, and in London. We like cities. We are fascinated by people, importantly, and people are the most important asset in cities, so which is why we are fascinated by them. What we enjoy doing is finding opportunities, engaging really intensely and intensively with local people, whether those people work there, live there, have some kind of affiliation to the place, and really understanding what the future of that place should be. We don't have a set model. You know, for us, it's about creating a place that works, not just for today, but for the long term. So for us, the components are usually somewhere that people can live, somewhere people can work in, somewhere people can enjoy themselves. And that enjoyment comes in lots of different forms, whether it's places you want to shop, places you want to hang out, places you want to learn in, whether it's culture. So all those components for us are the right ingredients for creating a place. And that's what we enjoy.
So you're a developer with a kind of social conscience, I suppose you could say, and you're environmentally aware. Do you find that when you tip up to talk to a group of people about a project you're going to be involved with, they're surprised by that? Because often developers don't have the best reputation.
Yes, I think so. However, I don't blame them. I think, unfortunately, people have been burnt by lots of unscrupulous people in our industry. So I think my mantra is always, I'll show you rather than talk about it. Because I think it's very easy to talk a good game, but actually you've got to deliver. We're always very keen for people to come and look at schemes we've worked in, speak to our residents, speak to people we've engaged with, to actually hear it from them or see it themselves.
When will the Devonshire Gardens development start to be inhabitable?
Gosh, that's a really good question. So we are currently, as I said, we are still in a consultation process. We are about to submit our planning application imminently. That will go forward to Cambridge City Council for approval. Which means probably about this time in the next year, we should be getting our spades in the ground to get things going.
Well, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give out the details of your website. I'll also remind people how they can enter the competition to choose foliage that's going to appear on the development. And I say, Olaide, thank you. It's been lovely to chat to you this morning.
Thank you very much for your time. Have a lovely one.